Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim. Kach of Tess, we're looking at Siman Zion. So the situation was the person who's a Kohen is in the Beis HaKnesses. He's davening for the Omer. And there's a situation of Tuma, of a mace, a person was Nifter. So he says that all of the windows and doors should be shut. And even though there is still a Tuma Drabanon, in that situation, we're going to allow him to be begarmer the tefillah. We mentioned yesterday there's a machlokes in a situation where you're medea him whether he has to leave. So if the heter is just based on the halacha that since it's rabbanon, they're going to be mekel, so what's the difference whether you inform him or not? So he seems to be understanding a difference between when he knows about the Drabbanan and he doesn't know about the Drabbanan. If he knows about the Drabbanan, according to Prima Gadam, he has to leave. If he doesn't know about the Drabbanan, he's allowed to stay. So why is there a difference by the Drabbanan whether he knows about it or not? So there's a fascinating idea which the Nesiba says. The Nesiba's HaMishpat and Chosha Mishpat and Hillel's Mechira addresses the following question. What about a situation where a person mistakenly sells meat, in the case where there was meat, which was also to eat, and the purchaser found out afterwards that the meat which he received was not kosher, so it's obviously a mekach tos. The person had no interest in purchasing such an item. He will return the item back to the seller, who can then dispose of it as he sees fit, sell it to a goy wherever he wants, and he gets his money back. What about a situation where he ate, he did not pay yet, but he already ate the food? Does he have to pay? So the halacha differentiates in a case where he already ate the food, believing that it was kosher. Now he finds out that afterwards the food was not kosher. So if the isser was an isser deraisa, the food was also made a raisa, he says, I didn't get any benefit from the food, I do not owe you anything, even though I already consumed it. Let the seller argue, listen, yes, it was a mechatos, but at least you're a nehenna, you benefited from my food, pay me for the hanoah. He says, there's no hanoah eating non-kosher food. However, if the food was only osur mirabbanan, the isser which on the food was an isser rabbanan, so before he eats it, if they realize, he says mechatos, I didn't want to buy food which is osur mirabbanan, but if he already ate it, then he'd have to pay. If he did not pay yet, he has to pay. And he paid already, the seller keeps the money. So he says, so what's the difference between the case where it was also made a raiso, so even after the fact, he says that I do not have to pay. It's a mechotos. And by the Rabbanon, where after the fact we say that it is not a mechotos. So he says, if you look at Yisroel Darabonon, the Torah says that based on the pasuk of Sosu min adav rashi yigidu l'chol yamin u'smol, you do not deviate from the words of the Chachamim. So we understand, according to the Rambam, this is the source for the halacha of listening to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim are mitzava us, we have a chiyuv to listen to them. So the Nesiba says that the Isser is really rooted in the command on the person to listen to the Chachamim. So the item itself is not intrinsically usur. Chazal not putting an isur on the item. They're putting a halacha on you to listen to the Chachamim. We say don't eat this, and you have a chiyuv to listen to us. So the item itself is not, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the item. The issue is on the person. If he chooses to ignore the words of the Chachamim, he is deviating. If he was not aware that there's anything wrong, there's no element of rebellion, of ignoring the words of the Chachamim. So he did not do any Aveira. So a shogeg by the Rabbanan, a case of where a person does the Rabbanan being unaware, he's not over any Isser. That's what Nesiba says. Now there's a shach which disagrees with that. But that's the understanding of the Nesibis. So then we understand a difference between when he knows about it and when he doesn't. As long as he doesn't know about it, he has no aveira at all. Because the aveira, it's not that the tomb itself is a problem. It's the Chachamim do not want you to be in the situation, and you are incorrect by choosing to ignore the words of the Chachamim. The Kohen did not choose to ignore anything. He didn't know about it. Once he knows about it, However, then he's choosing to ignore. So then we say that according to Prima Gadim, he can't stay. He has to leave. Whereas if he does not know about it, there's no Avera involved at all. So this raises an interesting question in other areas of, in a case where we're dealing with an Issa Drabanan, is it better to tell the individuals and they should then possibly not listen, or not to say anything at all? Thereby them, they will continue doing what they're doing, which is Asur Midrabanan, but they being not aware, being unaware of the Isser, are not transgressing. One example for this, which I'm not going to discuss Halacha L'maisa, is you're living in a community which has an Erev, and the Erev breaks on Shabbos. So do you tell the people which are walking on Shabbos that they are not allowed to carry, and they're carrying? So if I tell them, they're going to have to use some of the different halakhic ways to deal with what happens if you're carrying something inadvertently. If I don't tell them, they're going to continue to carry in an area which is also mir abundant to carry, but they don't know about it. So is it better to keep quiet or not? So that's one example where this concept would apply. Let's just finish with the chayyadim. If we cannot shut the windows, now you're dealing with a tumah d'oraisa, so the person has to leave immediately. He cannot stay at all. The chayyadim continues and says that there's a shach, which is mashma, that this situation is d'rabanan, and that's incorrect, and that's not true. The only case is d'rabanan, in the case where the windows are closed, the tumah really should not enter, but there's scenarios where halachically the tumah does enter even so. But in a case where the windows are open, you're dealing with tumah d'oraisa, the transfer of tumah is tumah d'oraisa, and the person has to leave immediately. You cannot, even in the middle of a bracha, he has to leave. Have a good day.